One in 68 children in the country has been diagnosed with autism, and the younger they're diagnosed, the better chance they have to get early effective treatment.
But not all children are getting that chance. As KJZZ's Lauren Gilger reports, some Latino children can be at a disadvantage from the start.
Soy Gaby Orozco, la presidenta del grupo.
In an office building in West Phoenix, a group of mothers and fathers gather to learn how to help their children.
Tengo un muchacho de 22 años con autismo.
This is
GANE, el grupo de apoyo para niños especiales.
Most of these parents have one thing in common. They have children with autism.
A support group for special needs kids.
Gabriela Orozco has been running this group for almost 15 years, and she has her own special needs kid, a 22-year-old son with autism.
At times you feel like you're the only one going through that.
And she knows when you're raising a child with autism, community matters.
Being with other moms, going out with other moms, learning, you know, it's not the end of the world.
She says over the years she's seen the group and the number of Latino families around the valley with special needs children grow.
We are very much affected by it. We see it with our families. Every single month we have new families that join our group, and we notice that the majority of our families are families with kids with autism.
But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in Arizona, white children are 1.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder than Hispanic children.
So you think that's all to do with access?
All to do with access.
Dr. Daniel Kessler is a developmental behavioral pediatrician and the medical director of the Children's Developmental Center at Southwest Human Development in Phoenix. He says there's no scientific reason Hispanic children would be less likely to have autism.
Those families you would expect to be identified at the same rate as other families, and they're not.
His clinic diagnoses and treats children with autism from all walks of life.
Families who have the resources, who are identified early, often access those systems earlier, and so their children are entering the path from a much earlier age.
But for families who don't have private insurance and depend upon the public health system,
they're going to start later, they're going to have less access to those programs and find themselves trying to put those kinds of programs into place for their kids at a later age.
And that's a problem, according to Kessler, because early intervention is key in helping treat children with autism. But getting a diagnosis that will allow you to access state services and treatment isn't as easy as it sounds.
You can't just get into the program. You need an official diagnostic process to meet criteria for various program supports.
And a lot of families here come here and they're struggling. They come here and we try to help them as much as we can because they hit a brick wall.
Orozco says language is the first and biggest wall that Latino families hit when trying to access care.
I need to apply for access. They just won't even do it because they think somebody has to go with me. If I don't get somebody to go with me, somebody there won't speak Spanish. So that's one of the biggest hurdles.
The CDC is pushing for children to be evaluated for autism by the time they're 3 years old. But Orozco says many Latino families don't have health insurance, and then
there's not much they can do. They wait around to see if the school will help them out. At times, the school won't do it as well, so they struggle.
By the time they find Gane, she says families need help navigating the complicated healthcare system, special education programs in public schools, and the cultural barriers surrounding disability that they face. In the hallway outside of the presentation, Gane member Migdalia Morales tells me about her son.
He was diagnosed at the age of 4.
She went to the doctor several times, she says, concerned about his development.
The doctor will always tell me that he was just slow and all the boys were slow.
She says she didn't know what autism was.
But I knew that it was something more.
She took him to a psychologist and got an official diagnosis. But then it took her another 2 years to get him into treatment.
It took me a while, so we lost a lot of time.
Now her son is 14 and doing better, and she says she urges parents who are new to the group not to wait.
He's a very loving kid, and like I said, I still have the regret of what if I would know things that I know now, back then, but everything goes at the right time and the right place, so I have to trust that.
Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.